Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bava Kamma Daf Samach Tes. We left off on Daf Samach Ches Amud Beis. I don't remember exactly where. I just remember it was a really bad spot. Amar Le, is that what we meant? Or Bari Chazar Karen Lebailim?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Bari Chazar Karen Lebailim, about 5 lines from the end of the page. All right, so we'll figure out how to start from there. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Leon Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom, also by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives, and also by Simeon Moshe Klein, Lizchus Rufus Shalema, for a fall Moshe Ali Melech Ben Bashi, Shav Rufus Shalema, Bisoch Shar Chole Yisrael. So, first thing we're going to do is we're going to finish up the conversation from yesterday between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, where they discuss. Liachor Yeush Mai. Is Yeush alone Kona? Where Rabbi Yochanan says Chayiv, and Reish Lakish says Pater. Rabbi Yochanan said that you're Chayiv because Bein Lefnei Yeush, Bein Liachor Yeush. Yeush doesn't help. It's not Kona anyway. And therefore, even after Yeush, the Shor and the Seh belong to the Bailim. So if you are Taveach and you are Mocher, you're going to be Chayiv. And Reish Lakish says no, Pater, because the whole Chiv of Dalvei is only before Yeush. Liachor Yeush, it's yours already, and therefore. Shalom Tovech, Shalom Mocher, you're not going to be Chayiv Dalvei. So we're in the middle of the back and forth between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish about that inyan, about if you're Tavach Umachar, after the Yeush, are you Chayiv Dalvei? So Bez Shem will finish up that back and forth. Then the Gemara is going to question Rabbi Yochanan's general Shita. Rabbi Yochanan says that you can't be Makdish something that isn't in your Rishus. So the Gemara is going to raise questions, is that really true that one cannot be Makdish something that's in his Rishus? And is it really true that Rabbi Yochanan holds that way? That's going to bring the Gemara to raise a couple of Stiros about shitos of various Amoraim, Tanaim and Amoraim, with regard to the issue of Breira, which is a much bigger Shas topic, but it comes up over here as well. And then the Gemara is going to show that even though at some point the Rabbi Yochanan associates two different shitos of Tanaim, the shita of Rabbi Dosa and the shita of the Tzenuin, with each other, that they're not actually perfectly aligned, even though both Rabbi Dosa and the Tzenuin, as we'll see, both relate to the idea of saving other people from doing an Aveira, that you can do something, go out of your way and sacrifice something in order to protect other people from doing an Aveira. So even though they both have that basic idea, they're not necessarily perfectly aligned one with the other. So let's go back to where we were up to, which was Vaharei Chazra Keren LeBailim. So what we're saying right now is that if Reish Lakish is correct, that the Bailim are Makdish a behemoth, that's Rishus HaGanav, and the Hektish is going to be Chal, so why would the Ganav pay Kefel? Meaning, Reish Lakish held that even if a Ganav stole an animal, so the original Bailim has no direct control over that animal because it's in the hands of the Ganav, still the original Bailim is able to be Makdish that animal. So frek the Gemara on Reish Lakish. If that's true, Vare Chazra Keren LeBailim, by the Bailim being Makdish, they're the ones that are Mavir to Rishus Hagdish, they're the ones that are bringing it to Rishus Hagdish. It's as if the stolen item has been returned to the Bailim, and the Ganav only pays Kefel when the Geneva is found in his possession by Edim saying, testifying about it. It says him, Himatzi Timatzi Biyado HaGeneva. So if it's really true what Reish Lakish is saying, that the Bailim still has rights to be Makdashit, so by the Bailim being Makdashit, the Bailim is saying it's in my Rishus and I'm the one that's transferring it to Hegdish. So then the Ganav shouldn't be Chayiv Kefel. So says Gemara, Kishamad Bedin. No, the case is where the Edim already came and they were Omid Bedin before he was Makdashit. So they were already Chayiv in the Kefel before the Keren went back to the Bailim. So says Gemara, Hechidami, what's the case of where they're already Chayiv in the Din of Kefel? Ida Amri, say tain lo, if the Beis Din said to the Ganav, go give the Bailim his kefel, my irya hikdish. Why does the Bais say that dafka, if the Bailim is matish the behema, the Ganav is putter from Dalit Vehei, if he goes and he shechts it afterwards, afilu lo hikdish nami lo lechayve. Even if the original Bailim is not matish it, we should not be able to be mechayev the Ganav bedalit Vehei. To Amar Rava, because after all, Rava tells us that if Beis Din tells the Ganav, say tain lo, that you have to go and give kefel to the Bailim, and then tavachu machar, and then instead of the Ganav giving it back, he shechts it or he sells it, Potter. He's Potter from Dalet Vehei. My timer, why is he Potter from Dalet Vehei? Just from that alone, just from the fact that the Beis Din has already told him that he's responsible for paying the Kefel, because Kivin to Pasquale Milsa, once Beis Din had come out with a Hora'ah, and they Paskint, Kefel, that's it. So then the Geneva is over, and Ritavach Machar, and the guy went, and he was shechted it afterwards, Havalei Gazlan. Then he's a Gazlan at that point. The Gazlan in a Mashan, Tashumi Arba V'chamisha, a Ganav pays Dalet Vehei. But once Beis Din has told him, you have to pay Kefel, and then he goes and he's Tavach Machar, at that point he ceases to be a Ganav, and now he's a Gazlan, and a Gazlan doesn't pay Dalet Vehei. So, and if Beis Din tells him, Chayiv Atalitein Lo, that you're Chayiv to pay the Kefel, and then Tavach Machar, and then he goes and he shechts it or he sells it, Mishayim Tashumi Arba V'chamisha, then he will pay Dalet Vehei. My time, why? Kivin de lo paska milsa, since they didn't paskin the din yet, adayin ganavu. So he's still in the category of a ganav, and a ganav pays Dalet Vehei. So the Gemara's miyashiv lo tzricha darmile chayev atalitin lo. So the din where he's part from Dalet Vehei, when the bailim and dafka, if the bailim is makdishit, is where the Beis Din said to the guy chayev atalitin lo. So that was the Gemara din, and therefore he's not going to be chayev any further on tvicha mechira, but only on account of the fact that the bailim was makdishit. So because the bailim was makdishit, that's why that's going to exempt him from the Dalet Vehei. So now the Gemara moves on to a new topic. That's where we should have gotten to yesterday. So now the Gemara moves on to a new topic. Not a brand new topic. We're going to revisit something that Rabbi Yochanan had mentioned, which we sort of rushed through at the end of yesterday's daf. But Rabbi Yochanan had said, Gozal v'lo nisya'ashu habaylim, that if someone was gozel an item from somebody else, and the original bailim did not have yeyush, so Rabbi Yochanan had said, Shnehen Einon Yecholun LaHakdish. Neither the Gazlan nor the Nigzal could be Makdish the item. The Gazlan can't be Makdish it because it's Einu Shalom, it doesn't belong to him. And the Nigzal can't be Makdish it, Lefishenu B'Rishuso, because he's not the one that has any control over it right now. It's not in his Rishus. So that was the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that you can't be Makdish something that's Einu B'Rishuso. So we're going to revisit that and question that. Gufa, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Gozov lo nisyashu b'an shem enu cholim lahakdish. Zeh lefishenu shalo. The Gazlan can't be makdish because it's not his. Vizeh lefishenu b'rishuso. And the Nigzal can't be makdish it because it's enu b'rishuso. And a person cannot be makdish something until it's both shalo and b'rishuso. There is a machlokas between the Balamor and the Ramban. If, let's say, the Gazlan wants to return the item to the Nigzal, is it now considered in the rishuso of the Nigzal? So Balamor says that if he's not refusing to return it, so the Nigzal can now be makdish it. Whereas Ramban says, no, until it's actually back in the hands of the Nigzal's not able to be makdish it. So Rav Elchanan, Kovitz Shurim, over here in Baba Kama in Oschas, explains that the Ramban is trying to say that which is considered not in the Rishus of the Nigzal is not because the Gazlan is being ma'akivit biyado, like the Balamar is saying, but it's because of the Kinyane Gezela that he has, that those Kinyane Gezela do not go away even if he lets everybody know that he has no interest in keeping it and that he wants to return it. And Rav Chanan further writes that the Ramban is also moda, that if the Gazlan is ma'akev, that it's considered Einu Bereshus HaNigzal even without the Kinyanei Gzela. If the Gazlan says, I want to hold on to it, he's just adding another element of Einu Bereshuso from Kinyanei Gzela. Meaning, according to the Ramban, either having Kinyan Egzela or refusal to return it is enough to make it Eino Bereshuso of the Nigzal. Whereas the Balamar says, no, it's Dafka when there are Kinyan Egzela, but if you're willing to give it's Dafka when you're trying to hold on to it, but if you're willing to give it back, then it's considered to be back in the hands of the Nigzal. But anyway, this is Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, that you cannot be Makdish something that's Eino Bereshuso. Frek the Gemara, Umi Omer Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, does Rabbi Yochanan really hold that one cannot be Makdish something that's not in his Roshus? V'Amar Rabbi Yochanan Alach halacha k'stam mishnah, but doesn't Rabbi Yochanan generally paskin like a stam mishnah? Rashi and Beitza explains that why would we assume that you paskin like a stam mishnah? Because the assumption is that even though a Tana said it, Rebbe Dafka taught it as a stam, because Rebbe didn't want to have people going around associating this halacha with a das yachid. He wanted this to be a halacha that's just taught in general, so that it will be more widely accepted. So that was Rebbe's way of saying that we should paskin this way. So Rabbi Yochanan holds of that principle, that when you have a stam mishnah, you're paskin like a stam mishnah, utnan, and we have a stam mishnah in Maseches Ma'aser Sheni that goes as follows. Kerem Revai, if you have grapes from the fourth year since the vine was planted, where the halacha is, it has a din of Ma'aser Sheni, where you're not allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim unless you're poda it, and the Bailim wants everyone to know, anyone who's going to be passing by the vineyard and might have a taiva to grab some grapes, let everyone know that there are limitations, there are halachic limitations on these grapes, that you're not allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. So the practice was, they would mark off the vines that had Kerem Revai, b'kezuzos adama, with clods of earth, simana, and the reason they used that as the simin was ki adama, that these grapes are like adama, in that ma adama ika hana, you know, just like adama, you're able to get hana from it, as long as you're patient, you first plow, and then you plant, and then you harvest, so good, so then you'll get hana'a, so af hainami, so too, the grapes that are growing on these vines, ki mifrika shari l'sanuyamine, you will be able to get hana'a from them, but you gotta wait, you have to first be poda it, and once you're poda it, you'll be able to get hana'a from it. So that's why they would use that as the simin. It wasn't just the simin, stay away, it was a specific simin so that people will know what exactly the limitations are on this on these grapes, so that they'll know that they're allowed to get hana'a from it. Vishal orla, and if you have a field that is growing orla in it, which means that it's a tree that was planted within the last 3 years, so now whatever fruits are growing on this tree are asuba hana'a, and there's no hana'a that you're going to be allowed to get from it, so they would mark that off becharsis, with crushed up pottery, and simana kecharsis, and that was also a simin. They dafka chose that as the simin, because ma charsis shein hana'a mina'a, just like charsis is something that you can't, there's no toelis, you can't get any hana'a from it, it's useless. So too, arla, it's a way of marking off the arla, that everyone should know, arla is also hana'a, you're not allowed to get any hana'a from this item. Now Tosfos raises the question, it's funny that the Mishnah is trying to go through different items that you're going to mark off, and it mentions Revai before arla. Always arla comes before Revai, right? Meaning you don't get to Revai. Revai means the fourth year fruits. Arla is the first 3 years fruits. Why would you mention Revai before arla? So in the Torah Chaim, he explains that the entire parak over there is talking about Kerem Revai, and therefore it's teaching this Mishnah in that parak, in the fifth parak of Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, starts off with Revai and then mentions Arla, because Revai is the real topic of that parak. So it's not chronological, it's thematic, that since that's the theme of the parak. He quotes Rabbeinu Peretz, who says that we dafka pick the more chomer dika iser later. So we start with Revai, which is definitely more kal, as it's in the Ma'aser Sheni, and you're allowed to get enough from it, you just need to be poded or bring it to Yerushalayim, and then we get to Arla. Furthermore, the third item we're going to mention on the list of things that they would mark off is a kever, is a grave. So Arla is more similar to a grave. So we want to juxtapose the Arla with the grave. They're more, because they're both Yisurei Hana'a. So we'd rather juxtapose those two things with each other. It's also interesting that we said that we mark it off with Charsis, because Charsis, there's no Toelis, there's no Hana'a. Charsis is useless, it's garbage. So the Mashma'us is that you can't plant anything in Charsis. So Tosas raises the question that in Maseches Chulin, the rule is that when it comes to Kisui Adam, the halacha is that Ein Mechasim Es Adam with something that's not Matzmiach. You're not allowed to do Kisui Adam with something that can't grow anything in it, with dirt that won't be able to grow any vegetation in it. So over there it says that you are allowed to be Mechasa B'charsis, that if you have crushed pottery, you're allowed to use that for Kisui Adam. Kisui Adam is what you do when you shecht a chaya or an oaf, so you're supposed to cover the blood. So the mitzvah of Kisui Adam happens to be only with something that could grow something in it. And it says charsis, you're allowed to be mechasa the dam with charsis. Charsis. So how come the Gemara over here says that there's no Hanah from Charsis? You can't do anything with it. Over there it says you could do Kisei Adam with it. Obviously you could grow something. So Tos says, yeah, something could grow in Charsis. It's just that the peros that you grow from Charsis are not going to be any more than the zera that you plant in the Charsis. So it's not going to have any Hanah because there's no net gain from that which grows in the Charsis, because it's only going to grow the equivalent of whatever you planted in there in the first place. So it's not going to grow more than that, and therefore it's not considered to be something that you get Hana'a. Says the Mishnah Meister Sheni Viter, there's a third thing that they would mark off. Vishal Kvaros. If there was a kever, so you want to protect people from tumas meis, or you want to protect kohanim, or people who have to eat b'tahara from becoming tameh, b'sid. They would mark it off with sid. So simana, and the simon was dechiver katsamos. Sid was white, so they used a white marker to show that what's in the ground over here is white like bone. Umemacha v'shofich, they would mix the sid with some mayim, and then they would pour it around the kever. Kihechi, didn't cover its face, so that it could be really, really white. So that is the Mishnah. But the Mishnah continues, that's the Tanakama. Says, when do we say that you make a hecker around Kerem Revai, an Arla, for people not to be Nichshal Niyisr? That's Bishvius. That's only if it's a Shemitah year, where the Hefker Ninu, where all the parents are Hefker. So people typically will pass by and will rightfully take things because they're allowed to take things because it's Hefker. So since I know people are going to be taking things from my field, and I have to worry that if they're going to be taking Arla, they're going to be taking Revive, they're not going to know the halachic limitations, so I need to mark it off so that I don't, that I'm not machshil them in Isurim. Aval b'shar shnei shavua, but any year that's not a Shemitah year, where anyone who goes into my field and takes things that belong to me is a ganav, a gazlan, he's anyway stealing, so halitei l'rashav yamus, let him suffer the consequences of that. So if he's not only going to be violating the issue of stealing, he's also going to be violating Arla and Revive, that's not my problem, I don't have to mark that off for him. So the Mishnah tells us, but vahatznuin, people who were real chassidim, who wanted to avoid any avera whatsoever, when they had kerem revai and they were choshesh that passers-by are going to eat it without pidyon, manichin es hamaos, they would set aside money in a particular place, va'omrim kala nilkat mizeh, and they would say any fruit that is picked from this kerem, mechulal alamos halalu, will now be mechulal on this on this money. So that whoever would take peros would end up with chulin peros that do not have any limitations. Now that's the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. What's the kasha? That the tznuim hold that apparently a person could be mechalal something that's not perushuso, and therefore they're able to be mechalal the peros on money, even though the peros are already in the hands of the loktim, of whoever took those peros. So in the Mishnah quotes that as a stam, so we should paskin that way, because we paskin like a stam Mishnah. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say a person cannot be makdish adavar sheino berushus? So here you have that the tznuim are being poda adavar sheino berushus. So the loktim already, yeah, the loktim stole it, okay, but they have it. And Rabbi Yochanan said that even if someone steals something from you, you can no longer be makdish the item. So how can they be poda the item? Tosus raises a question that apparently we see from here you could be makdish, you could be poda and mechalal even something that's mechubar. So why aren't they mechalal the entire kerem all at one time? Meaning, what does it say? That they would say, they would put aside some money and they would say, kala nilkat azeh mechulal mos halalu. Whatever is going to be nilkat, not whatever is going to be, just be mechalal the whole thing. So that whatever will be nilkat will be covered. So Tosus says, well, they didn't want to be mechal the whole thing, because if there are peros that were still left that were revived that they could bring to Yerushalayim, they wanted to bring it to, meaning there's an idea over here, there's a reason why there's a din of revai and Meister Sheni. We're supposed to be ma'atar the shuki Yerushalayim with peros. It's supposed to be a beautiful thing that when you go to Yerushalayim and you see the shuki Yerushalayim full of peros, it's a kiddushim shemayim, it's a beautiful thing. They don't want to not go to Yerushalayim, they want everything to retain its revai status. Or maybe they couldn't do it all at once because it's not going to help for that which hadn't actually grown yet. It also further discusses in Dibra Maskel Kala Nilkat, when exactly did they say this? Because L'chora, it's not going to work for that which is going to be picked later on. And and you can't say that they said it each day in the evening, because what about that which was already eaten earlier that day? It's going to be too late on the stuff that was already picked and eaten. So Tos writes in the name of the Ri, when they say Kala Nilkat in the Lashon Avar, it's Lavdavka. They put the money aside in the morning when the payrolls were still Mechubar Lakarka, and they said, anyone who's going to pick from these payrolls today, those payrolls that will be picked will be Mechulal. Even though Kala Nilkat sounds like past tense, it's really future tense. That's what Tos is saying, that it works even on that which is Mechubar Lakarka. But anyway, bottom line is, we have a Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that you can't be Makdish Davar Sheinu Bereshuso, but here you have a Stam Mishnah that the Tznuin would be Poda Davar Sheinu Bereshusam V'chite Maman Tana Tznuin Rav Shimon Gamliel. And if you're going to say, well, no, maybe the Tznuin is not a Stam Mishnah. What happened in the Mishnah? We had a Tanakama that told us how to mark things off. Then Rav Shimon Gamliel said, Bamed Dvarim Amurim, only if it's Shemitah year, but if it's not Shemitah year, then Halitei L'Rosh HaViyamos. And then we said Tznuin. Maybe the Tznuin part was just a continuation of Rav Shimon Gamliel, and it's not a Stam Mishnah. And Savam, Rav Bar Bechanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Makom Shoshana, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Mishoseinu, Halacha Kamoso. That doesn't help us either. Even if you attribute it to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the rule is still that we pass on Rav Shimon Gamliel. Anytime Rav Shimon Gamliel comes up in a Mishnah, we pass on like him, with only three exceptions. Chutz me Arev, Vitzaidon, V'Raya Achrona. What are Arev, Tzaidon, and Raya Achrona? Arev is the Mishnah Mesechta Babasra, at the very end of Mesechta Babasra. If someone becomes an Arev Kab on someone else's loan, which means that I will pay back your loan for you, even if you have nechassim with which to pay it back. So according to the Chacham, the Malva could be Toveya the Arev directly, without even going to the Lova. Whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, if the Lova has nechassim, the Malva's responsibility is to be Toveya the Lova first, and then to go to the Arev, even though the Arev said he'll bear responsibility no matter what. So that's where we pass on Rav Shimon Gamliel, that's where we don't pass on Rav Shimon Gamliel by Arev. Tzaidon is Gittin Dafayin Dalin. If a guy says to his wife, Harezeg Gitech Almanasha Titni Liasat Stalisi, that Almanasa, you give me back my talis, and then she lost the talis. So according to the Chamim, the get's not going to be chal because she was not able to be mekayim the tanai. Whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel says she can give whatever the value of that talis is, and therefore the get will be chal. So we pass like the Chamim over there. And what's Raya Achrona? Raya Achrona Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Aleph. A person is nitva by someone else to a din Torah, and the Beis Din says to the nitva, okay, bring whatever rayas you have to make your case. So he says, I don't have any edim, I don't have any rayas, I'm done, my case is closed. And then he finds, afterwards, after he already makes that declaration, that I'm finished, he finds edim, or he finds another raya. So according to the Chachamim, once you close your case, it's too late. You're not allowed to bring any rayas. You already moda that you don't have any more rayas. Whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you are allowed to bring further rayas. So again, that's a case where we don't paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. That machlokas is called raya Achrona. The reason it's called Raya Achrona is not because he's trying to get in a last Raya. It's called Raya Achrona because there's another case in that Mishnah where Rav Shimon Gamliel and Chacham disagree, also about a Raya. So we call this the Raya Achrona, the second case of a Raya, where you have Machlokes from Shimon Gamliel and the Chamim in that Mishnah Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Aleph. So anyway, but bottom line is, we paskin either like a Stam Mishnah or like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So whoever you want to attribute this to, it's either Stam or Rav Shimon Gamliel that says that you're able to be Poda Davar Sheinu Bereshuso. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say that you can't be Makdish a Davar Sheinu Bereshuso? So Amri Lo Tema Kol Hanil Kat Mizeh Ele Ema Kol Hamislaket Mizeh. Do not be gores in the Mishnah that the Tznuim said that Kol Hanilkat Mizeh will be mechul on the money, which means Lashon Avar, that you're mechalal that which was already picked, meaning rather it's Kol Hamislaket Mizeh. It's in the future tense, Lashon Asid, that we're being mechalal the peros before they've actually been picked. They're still in there in my Rishus, and therefore I'm allowed to be po to them. So you do not see from that Mishnah that you can could be poded something that's in your rishus. So you're poded while it's still in your rishus, and therefore it's not a stira at all. Rabbi Yochanan could say that you're not able to be makdish a davar shein rishus. Says the Gemara, not so fast. So miyam Rabbi Yochanan hachi. Does Rabbi Yochanan really say such a thing? Vam Rabbi Yochanan tsnuin v'Rabbi Dosa amru davar echad. Rabbi Yochanan says that the tsnuin in this mishnah who made this this pidyon to protect anyone who's going to steal their stuff from violating Arla and Revai, and Rabbi Dosa in the Brisa that we're about to quote, both say the same thing. Rabbi Dosa nilkat ka'amar, and Rabbi Dosa says that it's only past tense, that they're being that we're only covering items that are already picked. What did Rabbi Dosa say? D'tanya, we have a brisa about leket, about the din of leket. The halacha is that if when a person is harvesting, there are a few stalks that fall at the time of the katsira that fall to the ground. You're supposed to leave them there, and the aniyim are allowed to come and take it. However, it's only if one stalk or two stalks fall at the time of the katsira, that's what you have to leave on the ground for the aniyim. But if three stalks fall to the ground, then it belongs to the balabayas. Then you're allowed to go back and pick it up yourself. You don't leave it to the aniyim. The problem is, not every ani was a baki in all of these halachos, and sometimes they would take three stalks that fell at the time of the katsira as well. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shachris, Rabbi Yehuda says, every morning, balabayas omed va'omer, the balabayas would stand by his field, where the aniyim are going to come and pick things, and he would say, Kol sheyilaktu aniyim ayom, whatever aniyim come and take today, even that which they're not entitled to, yehei hefker, should be hefker. It's a way of saving them from being nichshol. But Rabbi Dosa Omer, Rabbi Dosa says, no, they didn't say this every morning, but rather li'itu say erev Omer. It was in the evening that they would say, Kol sheyilaktu aniyim yehei hefker. All that the aniyim have already picked will be hefker. Now, according to Rabbi Dosa, this is a statement that you're making about something that's enu b'rishuso, that you're being mafker the shibalim after they've already been stolen from you. So you see that that it works to be mafker that which is enu b'rishuso. So since Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Dosa and the tsnuin amru davar echad, so obviously the way Rabbi Dosa understood the way Rabbi Yochanan understood the tsnuin is that it was after the fact and that they were being poda a davar she'enu shalo. So we're invited back to our kasha and Rabbi Yochanan. How could Rabbi Yochanan say that you cannot be makdish davar she'enu shalo? What about the case of the tznuim, which is a stam mishnah, or it's at least the sheet of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, which we're going to pass on like anyway, which says that after the fact they were able to be poda the revai, even though it's eno shalo, even though it's something that does not belong to them. The Tosos explains that even though you could do this in the morning also, so why would they dafka wait till the evening? It's an Eitz HaTovah that Rabbi Dosa is offering, that you should dafka do it in the evening, so that because like you do it in the morning before the aniyim come, they're like, oh, okay, amazing, we could do whatever we want, we could grab whatever we want. So that's not, you know, that's just it's unwise that if you make a declaration in advance before the aniyim come, yeah, everything's hefker. So then they're going to take advantage of that, and they're going to take everything. But if you wait till the evening when, okay, so a few aniyim came and took things they weren't entitled to, so I don't want them to suffer the consequences of an avera, so at that point I'll say that it's hefker. Meaning, Rabbi Dosa is not saying that you have to do this way, he's just giving an Eitz HaTovah to do this way. But bottom line is, Rabbi Yochanan associates Rabbi Dosa with the tznuin, and that's the basis of our kasha. So says Gemara Epoch, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Dosa, Rabbi Dosa, the Rabbi Yehuda. When Rabbi Yochanan says that the tznuin and Rabbi Dosa say the same thing, he flipped around Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa. He thought Rabbi Dosa said, you do this in the morning. Well, it's still Bereshuso. Oh, so that's how he understood the tznuin also, that it's still in the morning, it's still Bereshuso, because once it's not Bereshuso, you're not able anymore to be poda, to be mafkir, to be makdish, to do anything. So it says Gemara, but amai afacht masnisa. Why do you have to change around the shitos in the Braisa? Ibchal Rabbi Yochanan, why don't you just change around Rabbi Yochanan? And instead of Rabbi Yochanan being having stated that the tznuin and Rabbi Dosa amru davar echad, ve'ema tznuin Rabbi Yehuda amru davar echad. All we need Rabbi Yochanan to be saying at the end of the day is that that the statement is made at the beginning of the day, and not at the end of the day. That's all we need him to say. So instead of having that Rabbi Dosa is the one that holds that it's at the beginning of the day, keep it the way it is. It's Rabbi Yehuda that says that it's at the beginning of the day, and Rabbi Yochanan's statement was about Rabbi Yehuda. So Amri lo sagid lo mishabcha masnisa. No, anyway, we're going to have to change around the shitas of Rabbi Dosa and Rabbi Yehuda. De baha masnisim katani, this is Rabbi the Breira. Because in this Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda, the way we have it, holds of Breira, that you can be, something could be chal, even though at the time that you're saying it, you don't yet know on what it's going to be chal. Because a person could say, before anyone is locate anything, that whatever I'm going to be locate will be hefker. Even though at that time that you're mafkir, you don't know what anyone's going to be locate. It's only afterwards that you know that you find out what the aniyim went to pick. So anyway, that's untenable that Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds that you can rely on Breira, because the Shaminele Rabbi Yehuda Bialma Delesle Breira. Rabbi Yehuda happens to have a shita in general that does not hold of Breira. How do I know Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Breira in general? It's none, because we have a Mishnah. Halokeach Yayin, if a person purchases wine on Erev Shabbos Bein HaShmashos Mi Bein HaKutim, from Kutim who are Chashu to Napi Mafrish Trumas and Maisos, and then Shabbos comes and he didn't have time to be Mafrish Trumas and Maisos, and he doesn't have what to drink on Shabbos, he needs the Yayin. But problem is, it's all Tevel. So what does he do? Omer Shnei Lugin Shani Yasa LaAfrish. He says, two lug of this wine that I'm not going to drink over Shabbos, I'm going to leave aside till later, that I will be Mafrish after Shabbos, Harehin Truma. I am now declaring those two lugin as truma, asara, maaser rishon, and 10 lugin are going to be maaser rishon, and tisha, maaser sheni. And 9 lugin of it are going to be maaser sheni. Tosfos in Maseches Gittin points out that the cheshbon is not exactly medziyah, because once you took off 2 for truma gedola, so you only have 98, so 1/10 of 98 is not... it's not 10 lugin. Okay, it's 9.8 lugin. So all of the math is a little bit off. It's close enough. I mean, it also suggests maybe it's not off, because meyikra din chita achas poteres is kol akri when it comes to truma, even a very tiny little bit. So it could be that your chiv of meiser is based on the original number. But okay, or it's just a little bit off. But umechal, then you could be mechal the meiser sheni on the matbea that you have in your home, because that you could just do through amira alone. It doesn't take any time to do that. And whatever you could be misakin, you might as well. So you might as well be poda the meiser sheni v'shosamiyad, and then you could drink the wine as soon as you're kore shame truma and shame meiser. The wine is no longer tevel, and even though the act of hafrasha has not been done yet, you're not going to be able to do that until after Shabbos. Divrei Meir, Meir holds that's fine, that's good enough. But Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Osrin, key over here is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, along with Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, say that you're not allowed to drink from that wine. You didn't do a hafrasha. But I will do hafrasha later. But we don't rely on Breira. The fact that I will do later is not enough. Right now, it's not Huvra Radavar. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda does not rely on Breira. So if Rabbi Yehuda does not rely on Breira, there's no way Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that you're able to be mafkir in the morning, whatever aniyim are later going to take that day unrightfully. No, that would rely on Breira. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't rely on Breira. So anyway, we have to flip around Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa. So I asked the Gemara, Amri Sof Sof, Amai Ka'afachtala Lemasisin, but still, why would we flip the shitos of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa? Mishum dekasha Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda. The only reason we'd want to flip the shitos is because we have a stira within Rabbi Yehuda about Breira. Well, guess what? We have a problem about Breira anyway, because hashtanami kasha Rabbi Yochanan ad Rabbi Yochanan. The way it is now, we have a stira in Rabbi Yochanan about Breira. Da amrit Rabbi Yochanan, because we said, according to the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that lo tema kol anilkat ele ema kol hamislaket, meaning that the statement is made in the morning before anyone picks anything, while the parents are still in my rishus, which means Alma Isle Breira, that Rabbi Yochanan relies on Breira. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds, I can't be mafgir davashenu b'rishusi, so the statement of Hefker must be in the morning while it's still Birashusi. So, but by definition, if it's made in the morning before anyone picks anything, so then I'm relying on Breira. But Rabbi Yochanan lesle Breira. But in another context, we learned that Rabbi Yochanan rejects Breira. Damar Avasi Yom Rabbi Yochanan Ha'achin Shechalku. When brothers divide an estate, meaning they all get the father's full estate, and now they have to figure out who's actually going to take what. So when they decide who takes what, I'll take this business, you take that home, you take fine. So Lekuchosein, they're considered to be buying each other out. It's not that whatever they get was their original Yerusha. No, they're considered to have bought each other out of each other's portions in this home, and you bought me out of my portion in that field. And because they're Lekuchos, it goes back at Yovel. If you really held of Breira, then you would say, when I take the home and you take the field, that was my Yerusha the whole time. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan rejects Breira. El Liolam, so rather, says the Gemara, we could be Goris in the Mishnah, Kol HaNilkat. And Rabbi Dosa says, like the Tznuim, that a person could be Poda and Mafgir and be Maktish, even something that's Eino Bereshuso. Rabbi Yochanan, aye, but how could Rabbi Yochanan go against the Stam Mishnah of the Tznuim, the Stam Mishnah that's either a Tanakama, it's either a Mishim Gomliel, whatever it is, there's a Mishnah that you're supposed to paskin like, that says that that you're allowed to be Maktish Adover Sheino Bereshuso? No, Rabbi Yochanan, Stam Achrina Ashkach. He had a different Stam Mishnah that says that you can't be Maktish Adover Sheino Bereshuso, and he paskin like that different Stam Mishnah. Ditnan, because we have our Mishnah, that Eino Goni Vacher Gan Misham Tashum Mikefel. If someone stole something from someone else, who himself had stolen it from somebody else, so you don't pay kefel. So Amai, why don't you pay kefel? Bishlam el ganav rishon l'mashalim. I get why you're not going to pay kefel from the guy you stole it from, because he himself is a ganav. V'gunav mi beis ha'ish v'lo mi beis ha'ganav. And pasuk says that it has to be gunav mi beis ha'ish, not gunav mi beis ha'ganav. So that I get. Elo l'bailim nishalim. But why don't you pay kefel to the original bailim? Elav shmamina ze l'fi she'enu shalav ze l'fi she'enu b'reshuso. Ooh, must be. Why don't you pay back to the original bailim? So for the gun of Rishon, you don't pay kefel because it doesn't belong to him, the item that you stole. For the original bailim, you don't pay kefel because it wasn't b'reshuso. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan is passing like that. When it's not b'reshuso, you lose all rights of anything to it. The rights to the kefel and rights to being mafkirin and being maktishin and all of those things. So enoch inami, you have a stab mission of the tznuin that says that you can be mafkir and maktish and do things to something that's Eino Bereshuso, but we have our Stam Mishnah that says, no, if it's Eino Bereshuso, it's out of your jurisdiction to be able to do anything with it. So that's where Rabbi Yochanan's following our Stam Mishnah. But if you have a stira, two Stam Mishnahs, my chazit does the basar, he stam loved ki, I stam the tznuin. What made Rabbi Yochanan choose the Stam Mishnah of Baba Kama over the Stam Mishnah about the tznuin in Maaser Sheni? So it says, because there's a pasuk that supports this Stam Mishnah. V'ish ki yaktish es beso kodesh la'ashem. Then when we give an example of what you could be maktish, we give an example of beso. Ma beso berushuso, just like your bias is in your rishus, I've called berushuso. You're only able to be maktish those things that are berushuso. So now we go back to Rabbi Yochanan's statement where he says that the tznuin and Rabbi Dosa were amru davar echad. So we can bring from three different amaraim where we could say differently than Rabbi Yochanan. Amar abayi, ilavdam Rabbi Yochanan, tznuin, Rabbi Dosa, amru davar echad. Had it not been for the great Rabbi Yochanan saying that the tznuin and Rabbi Dosa are really saying the same thing, I would have said otherwise. Have amina tznuin islud Rabbi Dosa. I would say the tznuin agree with Rabbi Dosa, but Rabbi Dosa less laid the tznuin. Rabbi Dosa does not accept the tznuin. Tznuin islud Rabbi Dosa. The tznuin don't accept Rabbi Dosa because umma beganav of the Rabbanu takanta. Even a case where the Rabbanu made this takana to save someone who's stealing from me by being poda, whatever they take from my kerem beganeva, even though it's not berushusam. In Mikra Adin, you really shouldn't be posing things that are not Bereshus, but we allow people to do this so that these Ganovim shouldn't be Nichshal in the Yisurim of Revai. So Aniyim, Tzrich LeMeimar, do you need to say that we're going to make a Takan for Aniyim who accidentally take three stocks instead of two stocks? Of course we're going to make a Takan for them to save them from any Yisurim. But Rabbi Dosa, Leslei, Ditznuin. But just because Rabbi Dosa is willing to make a Takan for Aniyim who accidentally take three instead of two, doesn't mean that they're going to make a takana for ganavim. Aniyim udav de rabbanu takanta. Aval ganav loved the rabbanu takanta. Guy comes into my field and starts stealing all my produce. I'm not going to make a takana for him in order to prevent him from violating some halacha. So amarava, that's one amora. That's abayi. Now amarava, second amora. Ilav dam Rabbi Yochanan tznuin. Rabbi Dosa amudav rechad havamina. Man tana tznuin. Rabbi Meir he. Had it not been that Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Dosa and the tznuin are on the same page, I would have thought that the idea of the tznuin that you could be poda that that which is Eino Bereshuso is aligned with Rabbi Meir. Lavam Rabbi Meir, Meiser Mamun Gavohu. Rabbi Meir is the one that holds the Meiser Sheni is not something that belongs to the Bailam anyway. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't be Makadish Nisha with it. Va'afilu hachi le'inyan pediya ukmei rachman bereshuse. And yet, the Torah gives you the rights of Pidyon even though it doesn't belong to you. Dechsivim gol yigalish mi masro chamishiso yosef alav. So kari rachmana. Asro. The Torah calls it your Meiser, Umosif Chomesh. And therefore, when anyone is Poda, his Meiser Sheni adds a Chomesh. It's as if you're being Poda someone else's Meiser Sheni. When we are Poda someone else's Meiser Sheni, you're not Mosif Chomesh. So you see that even though it's Mamun Gavoa, we treat it as if it's your own Meiser. And that's why you have to be Mosif Chomesh. So, Kerem Ravai Nami, and Kerem Ravai also, it's not really Bereshuso, because Gomer Kodesh Kodesh Mi Meiser. We learned that from Meiser, that it's not really yours. Ksiv Hacha Kodesh Chilulim Lashem. The Pasuk says, by Ravai, Kodesh Chilulim, Ksiv Gabi Meiser, and by Meiser Sheni, it says, V'kal Meiser Arz Mizarz Mi Priya Eis Lashem, Hu Kodesh. So we learn, Ma Kodesh Tuchsiv Gabi Meiser, Alv Gavdim Mam Gavohu, Linim Pidi Oak Meir Rachman Bereshuse, just like Meiser Sheni, even though it doesn't really belong to you, the Torah treats it as if it belongs to you. Afhai Kodesh Nami, Tuchsiv Gabi Kerem Ravai, so too with Kerem Ravai. Afal Gav Delav Moment Didei, who even though it's not actually yours, Lina Chule Ukmei Rachman Bereshuse, as far as your rights to be Mechalal it, we treat it as if it's yours. Dakise Bereshuse Nami, Halav Didei, who Vahamatzi Machil. Even when it's in your Rishus, it's not yours, and still you're allowed to be Mechalal it. Mishum Hachi Matzi Machil. That's why, when it's in your Rishus, and even though it's not yours, you could be Podit. That's why the Tznuim hold, when it's not in your Rishus, you could be Podit. Because this whole din of Kerem Ravai and Meiser Sheni is an exception to the rule. Normally you can't be Makdish or Podo or do anything with something that's not Bereshuso. But the Torah tells you you can when it comes to Meiser Sheni and Kerem Ravai. Avgabe Leket, but when it comes to Leket, that's Mamesh Sheni Bereshuso. Kim de Mono Didei, it's your money. So when it's your money, Ki Isei Bereshuse Hu Dematzi Mafkile. You can only be Mafkrit when it's in your Rishus. Ki Leisei Bereshuse Lo Matzi Mafkile. When it's not in your Rishus, you're not able to be Mafkrit. Just one last thing. Amar Ravina, Ilav Dam Rabbi Yochanan Tznuun Rabbi Dosa Amar Dav Rechad, Hava Mina Man Tana Tznuun Rabbi Dosa Hi. That I would have thought the Tznuun are Rabbi Dosa. Ki Echid Lo Tukshi Stam Mishon Rabbi Yochanan, V'Rabbi Yochanan Kistam Yichida Lo Amar. That I would have thought that the Tznuun are Rabbi Dosa, and therefore it's not a Stam Mishnah that Rabbi Yochanan is ignoring, because it's a Stam Mishnah that we know is only Rabbi Dosa, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan chooses the other Stam Mishnah. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up on the top of Daf Ayin Amud Aleph.